Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. You a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Thank you guys for listening to the show and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the 2013 Internet Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening to the Frank Williams Show. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Welcome to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Call into the show, guys. Talk about whatever you want. Today is free for all Friday. That means that all lines are open to the show. Well, not all lines, because I got some people that have that are already listening in to the show through their cell phone. Welcome. Also, but there are still lines open. So call into the show and just talk about whatever you want. I don't care. We'll try to engage and figure out what's going on. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can call them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for calling, for listening in to the shows. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Those that are listening via internet, welcome to the show. And you are on my show page at blogtalkradio.com. You'll see an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon that way and set that up. That way you can follow the show via Blog Talk Radio. I also promote the show there. I also promote the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you can go into your Facebook account and at the top of the page there, type in the message in the search box, type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And the show page should come up there. You can also follow the show on Twitter. You can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So that means whether you're on whether you set it up on Blog Talk Radio, whether you're a friend on Facebook of the show, and whether you're following the show on Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay. And like I said, today is Free Fall Friday. All lines are open, guys, to the show for the audience to call in and talk about any subject you choose. Guys, I know that a lot of times, this is my first week in 2013 doing the show and getting back in the groove after the holidays. And I've had just a tremendous response from my listeners. It seems like, you know, to me, this and it's just me talking. Sorry, I had to take me a little swig of coffee. This is just me talking. Is that it seems like my listeners were just like, you know, like you know how there's a at Christmas time, they have these sales. You have people out there standing in line, you know, camping out in the morning, waiting for the store to open. They want to be one of the first ones to walk in the store and get that bargain, or what they think is a bargain. They're, you know, they want to be the first few people in line. Well, that's the way it seemed like with the show. It seemed like people were standing in line waiting for me to put the show back up and get back into the show. Because as soon as my first day on Monday, as soon as I opened up the show, 8:30 in the morning, I mean, there were, my first show on Monday, there were 583 people that listened to the show. And I hadn't even really promoted the show at all during the holidays. Now I'm promoting the show. My numbers are steadily climbing, a steady climb. And that's just a positive move for, you know, positive mind frame for me that you guys are listening to me and listening to the show. And at the same time, it tells me that I do have some loyal followers of the show. And I appreciate that, guys. Believe me, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be up at this time of the morning doing a radio show. But I have an obligation to you guys to get the show done on a daily basis. Now, remember, on Monday, I have a very, very interesting show that I'm going to have on Monday. I got to do some homework on this one, guys, because I have people that are going to be listening in on Monday who are knowledgeable about the subject. And I need to do some research. And I am going to do some research over the weekend, about this. And we're going to figure out exactly, you know, what's going on. Okay? So I am going to do some research. So join in the show on Monday, and we're going to have a tremendous show. You don't want to miss this one. Believe me, you don't want to miss the show on Monday. Now, on Monday, I will not be doing the show at 8:30 in the morning. On Monday, the show is going to be at 6:30 p.m. If you're following the show, you'll get the show notes. You'll understand that the show has changed times until 6:30. And we're going to be at 6:30 for the next 8 weeks. So if you get into the mindset of the show starting at 6:30 next week, you'll be okay. And I'm going to send out a reminder on Sunday that the show has changed times, and it's going to be at 6:30 p.m. starting Monday. Okay? And that's actually the regular time for the show. The reason that I changed to this time, which is 8:30, and I know I'm kind of babbling, but I just want to keep you guys abreast on what's going on so that I won't get 300 emails saying that, where's the show? What's going on with the show? Well, you know, why'd you change the time? Well, I changed the time on this show to 8:30. Because I'm on a different schedule at work, and I can't do the show at 6:30 p.m. So, excuse me, I get up early in the morning, and after I have a few hours sleep, I get up early in the morning and do the show at 8:30. So, I'm making some sacrifices here, guys, and it's for the benefit of you and me. So let's ride that train. All right, 818-301-5834. I have a listener up on the show. Well, not quite up on the show yet. I will put him up on the show in just a minute. But this listener's from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 544. I have an indication on my show page that this listener wants to talk on the show. This listener from the 678 area code, the first three digits of their number is 544. You're live on the air with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Frank?
Hey, what's up, bud?
What's going on?
What's going on, Dante?
I want to guarantee Atlanta Falcons playoff victory this weekend.
You're on the right track. Keep going.
Yeah, I just wanted to guarantee it. I'm pretty confident in that pick. I think they're gonna take care of business on Sunday at 1 o'clock. So everybody tune in. But I got one question for you though, man. You need a running back. You need a running back, man. Falcons need a running back. What's going on with the running game? You're 29th in rush.
Well, we don't use the running game like we should.
You don't use it because Michael Turner's a scrub.
Well, you know, actually, he's not. He's got almost 200 less carries than he had last year. So that's a big cut into your ball handling, and that's why he's not sitting up toward the top of the NFL in rushing.
When he hit the ball, he ain't getting nothing done with it.
But that's because the Falcons aren't running the ball a whole lot. They throwing it more than anything. They trying to use them receivers.
They are, but I would love to see Jaquez Rodgers in that starting backfield. I would love to see him in that starting backfield instead of Michael Turner, because that's not going to help you any in the playoffs. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, I think he's gonna get more time during the playoffs, but you know, I don't like how the Falcons use Jaquez Rodgers. They run him up the middle and between the tackles a lot. When you know he's a small guy, he's a fast guy. I think they should do a lot of quick pitches with him and try to run him outside as much as possible. But they don't seem to do that.
They do it sometimes on the passing routes, but they don't do it enough, like you said. But you got to draft your running back this year in the draft, man. You got to get you one, man. You got to get your stud in that backfield. Cause you don't. Michael Turner ain't going to get it, man. I'm telling you. You got to get your stud in that backfield.
We're not going to be drafting high in the draft this year.
You can get a running back anywhere in the draft now. You can get a running back anywhere.
Them studs not gonna be there when it's time for us to draft, unless we do some kind of trade or something to get up there.
Alfred Morris, starting running back for the Washington Redskins, was a 6th round draft pick. Alfred Morris ran for 1,500 yards this year. So I mean, you can find your running back. He's in the draft in the later round. You can find your stud in the later rounds. You know what I mean? You just got to go out there and get you one. You got to get you one. You need that. That's a weakness. It's a big time weakness. Because that secondary in Seattle, they're not gonna allow too many passing yards this weekend for the Falcons. You know what I mean? So they gonna need to run the ball actually this weekend. You know what I mean? They're not gonna allow that much. That's a good secondary they got in Seattle. They're not gonna allow that much to pass this week.
Well, I also think that, like I said, we don't. We don't use Turner as much. I think we're going to use him more. But, I think the Falcons need some defensive studs as well. We need to be able to stop the run as well on defense. I think we need a couple of pieces on defense as well. I'm not really worried about the offense too much. I'm, you know, I'm thinking about the defense. You know, I'm thinking about stopping Russell Wilson this weekend. And if the Vikings that come in here, I'm thinking about trying to stop Adrian Peterson. You know, we don't really have that shutdown defense. So,
small on the D line. You're not gonna start the run with that small D line you got right there. First of all, I mean, you got to get some bigger D tackles in there. Because Marshawn Lynch is going to have a field day this weekend. I'm telling you that right now. He's going to have a field day. He's going to run for at least 120 yards to get that defense this weekend. But
that's what I'm saying. We done put a lot of people on offense. We got some big boys. We got some big studs on offense. Now we got to get some big studs on defense. We got to get some people in there to balance that thing off. If you look back at my team back in the day, if you look back at the 49ers back in the day, they had superstars on offense. They had superstars on defense. And that's why they crushed everybody every week and every Super Bowl that they got into when pretty much most of the team was healthy. I mean, that's what you got to have. You look back at the Cowboys when they were winning Super Bowls, they had tremendous stars on offense. Yeah, and they had them big boys on defense. You know, Deion Sanders and Haley was rushing the quarterback. So you gotta have a balance on, you know, on both sides of the team. Now tell me, what you think about San Fran and Green Bay? You think San Fran coming out of Green Bay
Let me tell you why it's a bad matchup for Green Bay, because Green Bay has no offensive line and no running back. So Minnesota got 5 sacks on Aaron Rodgers last week. So you can imagine what San Fran gonna do to him. First of all, and then you have no running game whatsoever in Green Bay. So those two things right there, those are huge weaknesses right there. And the defense kind of suspect also. They can't stop the run consistently. So they got some holes on that team over there in Green Bay. But we'll see. They you know what I mean? We'll see. That's why they play the game. But San Fran gonna take care of them. They will take care.
And that game tomorrow at is that the 8 o'clock game?
I think it's an 8 o'clock game.
All right. And so, guys, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834 if you want to weigh in on the subject. Now, look at the I know you got New England coming in and going to beat up on Houston. Well, Houston going to New England, so I don't think Houston going to get out. Houston going to come out of there in wheelchairs and walking on crutches.
Yeah, they don't have a chance against the Patriots. To me, the Houston Texans season was over when they lost their middle linebacker Brian Cushing. I love Brian Cushing.
Yeah.
That's the heart and soul of that defense. So that season pretty much was over when he went down. But I love Aaron Foster though. I love Aaron Foster. That's a great running back. He's real smooth runner. I love the way he run. But I think he's gonna have a big game, but I just don't see them going down there in New England and pulling that out. And I got New England going all the way to the Super Bowl. I don't see them in New England until they meet San Fran. But
Matt Sharp, then he done fell off quite a bit. He was at mid-season. They were peaking, but now they just they seem to fall apart the last like 4 games of the season.
But they lost a lot of pieces to injuries on defense also.
Yeah.
But they didn't have a terrible secondary. They give up passes like it ain't nothing. On a consistent basis, I was surprised AJ Green didn't get off on them last week. He didn't get off on them last week because Andy Dalton has a pea shooter for an arm. He cannot get the ball down the field.
He cannot
throw the ball more than 10 yards. And it's terrible, and they're not gonna ever be able to use AJ Green the way you're supposed to use him if you can't get the ball to him. You got to get the ball deep to him, man. I mean, he had a few deep routes, a wide open deep routes, and Andy Dalton could not get the ball to him. And they got to look into that, man, because they got a great receiver out there, and they got a quarterback that cannot get the ball to him on a consistent basis. So,
yeah.
But
yeah.
As far as the Falcons' defense, though, they got some pieces. I like a few of the pieces on that defense. I like your safeties, first of all. I like William Moore and Thomas Dekou and Asante Samuel. I don't care for Dante Robinson. He can hit, but he can't cover nobody. But you got a few pieces on that defense. I like Spoon at linebacker. I like Bierman coming out that edge. I like John Abraham is back practicing this week. He's going to come back from that ankle injury. I like him coming back this week. So, I mean, you got some pieces on that defense. You just need some more pieces, you know. You need some more pieces. But you got a few foundation pieces you can work with. And you got Mike Nolan calling that defense. Mike Nolan doing a great job calling that defense this year. He's doing an awesome job. He actually interviewing for a few head coaching jobs. This year, so you know what I mean, you might lose him, you know what I mean, you might lose him to a head coaching job. Somebody might give him a head coaching job, but you know what I mean. But I know they interviewed Dirk Cutter too, your offensive coordinator, but he turned down the job. He wants to stay with the Falcons. So
yeah. So we got about a little over a minute left. So real quick, what about Denver and Baltimore? I know I picked Denver to come out of there, but what do you think about that game?
Yeah, they're gonna play real emotional, man. That might be Ray's last game. I will be watching, man. They're gonna play real emotional, but I can't see them being paid, man. I can't see. I don't believe in Joe Flacco for one. If you had anybody else at quarterback, I might pick him, but I can't. Flacco. I've never believed in Flacco, so I can't pick Flacco over Peyton Manning any day. So especially at home, Peyton Manning, they'll take care of them. But that's gonna be the end of their road, though, man. They got a tough test in the AFC Championship with New England, so that'll be the end of their road.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Right. All right, Dante. Hey, I appreciate it, man. And all right, I'm on the weekend. I'm gonna cook and fry some fish all weekend. So all right, me whenever you want to come over.
All right, y'all
might come over and watch some of the playoff game with you. Okay, but I'll talk to you. Appreciate you coming. All right.
All right.
So thank you guys for listening to the show. That's all for today. Join me Monday, 6:30 p.m. Remember, it's going to be a tremendous show on Monday. You don't want to miss it. 10-4, take care, guys.